From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your weekly two-minute Texas crop and weather report for January 10, 2012. Many areas received rain, but the general consensus from weekly reports by Texas AgriLife Extension Service county agents was that more was needed to keep wheat and winter pastures going. The U.S. Drought Monitor backs up these observations. As of January 3rd, the monitor still showed that nearly 70% of the state as being under severe to extreme drought. However, this is an improvement over the situation 3 months ago, at the beginning of October 2011, when 97% of the state was under severe to extreme drought. The areas that have seen the most relief are the Panhandle and central and northeast parts of the state, but even these areas remain mostly under moderate drought conditions. Still, producers who have seen a lessening of the drought are grateful for the moisture and are capitalizing on it, according to AgriLife Extension agents. For example, Rick Aukerman, AgriLife Extension agent for Deaf Smith County in the Western Panhandle, said the rain gave winter wheat a good shot in the arm there, but much more is needed. The buzz among his producers is that with the uncertainty over future moisture, what are they going to plant? Whether they are going to reduce corn acreage or plant more cotton or what? Philip Shackelford, AgriLife Extension agent for Austin County, west of Houston, had good news. Countywide, they've seen more than 6 inches there since the beginning of December. The rains have greened up winter legumes and slowed herd reductions as producers go into a wait-and-see mode. In Harrison County in northeast Texas, it remains very dry despite rains over the last 2 weeks, said Randy Reeves. However, winter pasture, as well as volunteer ryegrass, was making good to excellent growth with mild temperatures, but producers there were still having to buy hay. Even a little bit of rain helps people keep the faith, it seems. Ron Holcomb, AgriLife Extension agent for Liberty County, northeast of Houston, said the county only got about a quarter of an inch last week, but that was enough to green up winter pastures and slow down herd reductions. This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.